Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Leviticus 20, verse 10 says, "If a man commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." This is a severe punishment. God has always considered a breach of commitment a serious problem. He calls our unfaithfulness to Him adultery. He makes it clear that we should not lie, that our nays should be nay and our yeas should be yea. Commitment is the key to an abundant life, a commitment to God, to loving Him with all our heart and soul and mind, and a commitment to others. The Bible's clear and very repetitive in this directive. No wonder it's so hard for our people in this day and age to commit. For many, the fear of missing out is the greatest fear in all their life. All things revolve around what others are doing, talking about, and feeling, so they don't miss out. Facebook, Twitter, instant messaging, and the like have become our addictions. We're addicted to others, others' events and perceptions, and committed to ourselves. Adultery is a severe breach in commitment, yet we have normalized it. And now it's more strange to find those who are non-adulterers. It shouldn't be that way. Perhaps that's why our churches are so impotent. Maybe that's why our kids are so messed up. Marriage has never been about an arrangement, and we don't make arrangements with God. We make commitments in life, and the commitments are for whether we're rich or poor or sick or healthy, no matter what the situation is. A commitment is not based on whether it's convenient or not. It's not based on if something changes or not. When you make a commitment to another person, you're committed for life. The idea of breaking that commitment shouldn't even enter our mind. We should be looking for ways to keep the commitment. We don't use each other for ourselves. We love each other. Likewise, our commitment to God isn't dependent upon circumstances. We make a commitment to God, and we will see Him work through our circumstances, no matter what the circumstances are. We don't make an arrangement with God or a deal with God. He was committed to us. Whether we accept His Son or not as our Savior, He was committed. We need to be committed both to Him and to one another, or we're going to be living outside the way He made us to live, making us miserable for all of our life and possibly for all of eternity. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.